online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Part of the M20 is still closed after a serious crash earlier this morning. A lorry and a motorbike collided on the coastbound carriageway between Junction 1 for the Swanley Interchange and Junction 3 for the M26. A second crash then happened in the same place shortly afterwards. Three people have been taken to hospital and the road's expected to stay closed for some time. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. Theresa May insists she's had the full support of her cabinet, despite details emerging of a plot to oust her. Former Conservative Chairman Grant Shapps says he has a list of around 30 Tory MPs who want the Prime Minister to go. Well, now the PM's responded to calls for her resignation.
Now, what the country needs is calm leadership, and that's what I'm providing with the full support of my cabinet.
Meanwhile, it's understood her trip to China next month has been postponed because Beijing's prioritising a visit by President Trump.
KMFM News.
A dad's been told an IVF clinic was not negligent, even though his ex-partner was able to conceive after forging his signature. The man, who's not being named, wanted to seek damages for the cost of raising the child, but the High Court ruled against him. His daughter was born in 2011. Smokers who don't stop lighting up in the grounds of a Kent hospital could be refused treatment. Darrant Valley in Dartford has introduced a smoking and vaping ban for all visitors and staff, with yellow cards handed out to those who continue to flout the rules. Bosses say they'll refuse to give non-emergency care to repeat offenders. Susan Acott is the chief exec at the Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trust.
We see lots of people in our organisation who've smoked and it makes them ill. Now is the right time to really try and help people stop smoking and make our building a healthier place, not just to be in but to enter as well.
More alerts are in force in parts of Kent after strong winds and high tides caused flooding. Environment agency bosses say they're concerned defences could be breached along a stretch from Dartford to Deal, including along the Medway and around the Isle of Sheppey. Areas of Faversham and Strood were affected by rising water yesterday. Three teenage boys have been arrested after a reported assault in Maidstone. Police released a witness appeal after it happened in Luce Road at the end of August. A 17-year-old and two 16-year-olds are still in custody.
This is KMFM.
Building work started on a new £26 million leisure centre near Dover. The facility in Whitfield will include an 8-lane swimming pool, squash courts, a gym and a climbing wall. It's due to open in early 2019. And it might be the only start of October, but pupils at a Kent primary school are making sure their town has festive lights this Christmas. Local shops, groups and volunteers are getting together to try and raise £5,000 to replace and maintain the lights in Herne Bay. Now the local junior school are auctioning some artwork to help top up the funds. Melody Kingman is the head teacher.
It's important for the town, it's important for the children. We want to ensure that we're teaching our children that sometimes you have to let go of something in order to make other people happy. It's something that we can work together to do for the community.
And Apple's released a new set of emojis in its latest software update for iPhones and iPads. They include gender-neutral faces, as well as an orange heart and an apple pie. New creatures, including a hedgehog, giraffe and cricket, have also been added.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England have managed to qualify for next year's World Cup, but it wasn't an easy game. With more on that and the rest of the Sportless Lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, manager Gareth Southgate has called for fans to get behind the England team after a difficult night at Wembley. Harry Kane's stoppage time winner was enough to secure a 1-0 win over Slovenia and qualification for Russia, but bored fans threw paper planes onto the pitch during the disappointing performance. Southgate says his young side need backing.
We have to show the resilience that whatever the atmosphere, and whatever the feeling, our job's to get the result. And in the end, for English football, crucial to be at a World Cup. Absolutely crucial, you know, for everybody. Probably quite critical for the economy as well.
And Gillingham will be down to the bare bones defensively this weekend. They'll be hoping for a win against Portsmouth to help them out of the League One relegation zone. But experienced centre-back Gabriel Zakuani will miss Sunday's game after being called up for international duty. The duels are already without injured defensive pair Luke O'Neill and Alex Lacey. And in motorsport, Britain's Lewis Hamilton has set the pace in second practice ahead of this weekend's Japanese F1 Grand Prix. The Drivers' Championship leader was fastest in a session disrupted by the weather. Heavy rain caused a delay and meant only five cars were able to record a time.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.